by the cross you came and broke them down. You broke them down. There were chains around us. By your grace we were no longer bound. No longer bound. You called me out from the grave. You called me into the light. You called my name and then my heart came alive. Your love is greater. Your love is stronger. Your love awakens, awakens, awakens me. Your love is greater. Your love is stronger. Your love awakens, awakens, awakens me.
Let's go back to the beginning.
There were walls between us. By the cross you came and broke them down. You broke them down. There were chains around us. By your grace we were no longer bound. No longer bound. You called me out from the grave. You called me into the light. You called my name and then my heart came alive. Your love is greater. Your love is stronger. Your love awakens, awakens, awakens. Your love is greater. Your love is stronger. Your love awakens, awakens, awakens.
Feel the darkness.
Feel the darkness change. All the dead are coming back to life. I'm back to life. Hear the song awaken. All creation singing. We're alive.
We're alive.
Cause you're alive. You called me out from the grave. You called me into the light. You called my name and then my heart came alive. Your love is greater. Your love is stronger. Your love awakens, awakens, awakens. Your love is greater. Your love is stronger. Your love awakens, awakens, awakens.
Oh, what love we found.
Well, good morning, everybody. It is a great day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I've been praying for today's service, and I think God's going to move on some people here today. Anybody come expecting something? I know I'm hoping for a few things to happen today. So let's just join together in prayer, and then we'll say good morning to each other. Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful and thankful that you invite us into your family. Lord, we're not trying to build some old church, or we're not trying to fill some old building. Father, we're part of your family, and we want to invite other people to come and to know you, our Heavenly Father, on a first-name basis as part of a family, adopted, forgiven, accepted, completed, and anointed for your good purposes. So today, Lord, as we get ready to do church together, we're just praying that you would be our Heavenly Father, enthroned on top, Lord, enthroned on high, and that you would share your very presence with each and every one of us in our hearts, in our minds, and in our spirits. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, the one and only risen Savior. And everybody says, amen. Amen. God bless you, and let's say good morning to each other. It's kind of funny how I just invite you to say good morning to each other, and then a party breaks out. Yeah, that's good. It's fun to laugh at church. So I got a few announcements, then I'm going to call Dennis up, and then I'm going to call Tammy up. So first off, I want you just to see at the, in the inside of your bulletin, this is something special going on this year. Hopefully it'll be a tradition around here. We're starting it up this year. And it's about having a Christmas tree, a blessing. And as you can see, I'll just read it right from the announcement that's right in here. This Christmas, our church has the opportunity to help others that really need the touch of Christ this Christmas. We will have a Christmas tree filled with, quote-unquote, ornaments, with a need for each person so that we can purchase new items for two families. More information coming next week. Be praying for these families and what you can do to help them. So each family has individual people in it. Each individual person has individual needs. And so we're going to itemize all those needs for those people out. We're going to hang them on a tree. And then we can all just go up there and pull the ornament off the tree and get those gifts for those people. And then we'll be praying for those people. We'll get in gifts for them. And then we get to deliver them and encourage those people with those gifts in time for Christmas. So sounds fun, don't it? So this coming Saturday is men's breakfast, and it won't be donuts. It's going to be the full-blown breakfast spread made by women, not men. So praise God. Hallelujah. It should be really good. Thursday morning life groups and Wednesday evening life groups are not meeting this week, Thanksgiving weekend, no life groups. And game night, we just had game night on Friday. Whoa. Mary, you were so missed. We needed you to represent. Man. Wow. Yeah. Well, next month we're going to reinvite Zach, and then we're going to point him out to you so you can get him for us. Okay? Yeah, yeah. Maybe we'll play by the rules. He was really good making his own rules up. So with that, I'd like to call Dennis up.
Good morning. This time of year is really hard for many people in our community and even in our own families. I wanted to share this with you so together we can remember these lonely people as we get busy this holiday season. And together we can make their season a little brighter. I believe no love is greater than the love of God. And John 13:34-35 says, "A new commandment I give to you, love one another as I loved you. So you also must love each other. By this, everyone will know you are my disciple if you love one another." I believe in being a Christian comes with certain expectations, and one of them is that we love each other and love others as God has loved us. Now, most of us probably know someone who is lonely or in need this holiday season. So I urge you, make a visit, a phone call, or just maybe remember them when you're sending out your Christmas cards. It can really mean a lot, especially if they have no family or friends in the area or at all. If we, the church, do nothing to comfort the lonely and needy people around us, who will? We are having Thanksgiving dinner here at the church, Thursday, of course, me and my family. If you don't have any place to go or you just don't feel like cooking, there's always room for more at our table. We'll have dinner, few games, fellowship, almost like game night with food, more food. we plan on eating around 3 or 4, so even if you're like at the in-laws or something, you're getting bored, come on over, have some fun. Thank you.
Well, thanks. So maybe we should just cancel ours. What do you think, Sue? We'll just cancel ours and everybody just come over there and sit and eat and leave, and that'd be good. Tammy, would you like to come up and share what you have? Thank you, Dennis.
Well, since I'm having Thanksgiving like 2 streets away, I'm just going to bring my family now. So So with the holidays always comes the holiday decorating. We always like to make the church facility look nice. So we are asking you to help this year, a little something different. So that's going to start at 10 o'clock till whenever we get finished on Thursday. Or it's not Thursday. Thursday, so we're going to interrupt their holiday. So on Friday, we're going to decorate for the Christmas season. And starting at 10 o'clock, so you get to sleep in a little bit. And if you could just kind of, like, raise your hand so I can know, like, how many people may or may not. Okay. All right. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Like, okay, awesome. Yeah, men and women, because we'll need both. And thank you so much for helping out.
Thanks, Tammy. So can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Well, Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for your blessing on our lives. Lord, we thank you more than anything for our relationship with you. That with you, no matter what life brings us, no matter what's going on in our lives or in our community or even in this nation or the world, Lord, we always can come back to you for hope, for peace, and for joy. And so, Lord, today as we get ready to take up this offering for you, Lord, we just want to say thank you for your blessing on our lives, your blessing of you being in our lives. And it's out of that, a full heart, Lord, that we just give back to you. And we ask that you would multiply this supernaturally. And, Lord, that you would help us to spend it in this community in a way that will literally help people's lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Worship team, you're invited to come on up as the baskets go by you.
I'm excited about worshiping this morning. We're going to be learning about God's love. And as we have gone through the week, as you read through your word, there's so many great verses on God's love, isn't there? Are there some that are probably going through your mind right now? I know for me, there's a lot. So, for example, let me just throw a few out there as we lead into worship here, just talking about God's love. We already had a passage so wonderfully read for us. How about Psalm 103, verse 11? For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is the Lord's love for those who fear him. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 to 23. Because of God's great love, we are not consumed. His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7 through 8a. Love, it always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. So what should our response be this morning to God's love? How about 1 John chapter 3, verse 18? Dear children, let us not love in words or tongue, but in actions and in truth. So will you stand with me this morning in action? and worship with me today together in truth because of God's great love. It never fails.
And separate us from the love of Jesus. Who can take away one thing he's done for us? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can deny the power of his mighty love? Hunger in my soul chases after me no matter where I go. Not life, not death, nor anything, angels or principalities can separate us from his love. Oh, I know not tribulation nor distress, famine or fear or nakedness. In all these things, you know we are more than conquerors.
Let's go back to the beginning. Sing it out.
Who can separate us from the love of Jesus? Who can take away one thing he's done for us? God is for us. Who can be against us? Who can deny the power of his mighty love? It reaches me, feeds the hunger in my soul, chases after me.
Let's sing it out.
Where I go, not a life, not death, or anything, angels or can separate us from his love. Oh, I know not tribulation or distress, famine or fear or nakedness. In all these things, you know we are more than conquerors.
Amen.
Love, how can
are my King. Ladies, sing it again. Ladies, you praise you, Jesus. How about the men? Let's sing it out. God's love this morning. When I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. I paid your worth, you paid.
It's higher than the mountains that I face, and it's stronger than the power of the grave, and it's constant in the trial and the change. This one thing, his love remains. This one thing, let's do that again, remains. And it's higher than the mountains that I face, and it's stronger than the power. Constant in the trial and the change. This one thing remains. This one thing remains. Your love. Your love never fails. It never gives up. It never runs out on pain. Your love. On and on. About it when we go into the bridge, how God's love never fails. His love never fails. In death, in life, my confidence comes by the power of your great love. My death is saved. There's nothing that can separate my heart from your grace. Again! Love never fails in death, in life. I'm confident in by the power of your great love. Death is pain. There's nothing that can separate my heart from your great love. Your love. Back to the bridge. In death, in life, I'm confident in coming by the power of your great love. My death is safe. There's nothing that can separate my heart from your great love. Your love. On and on, and on and on, and on and on. And on and on and on and on it goes. It overwhelms and satisfies my soul. And I'll never, ever have to be afraid. It's one thing.
Heavenly Father, that song just expresses everything that's in our heart. Because no matter what else comes and goes in this life, no matter what else changes, no matter how our relationships change or jobs or homes or families or the list can be as long as our arm, regardless of how much things are changing around us, one thing always remains, and that's your love. Your loving presence inside us is an anchor to our souls, literally, and keeps us grounded and fortified and strengthened no matter what this life brings to us. So, Father, we just joyfully sing this song to you. We joyfully express what's in our hearts. This one thing always remains, and we count on it. Your love for us, and Lord, because of your great love for us, we love you back. And we declare this, and we fasten this, so to speak, in the air around us. We love you, God, with all that we are, and we thank you for your love for us. In Jesus' name, amen.